Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pat Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Weiniger to Smalley and they have Kuiper trapped. The throw over to Carew, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Bo Stock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to third. Ashby moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to home to get Spikes. Ashby moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashby scores. Duffy scores. Manning moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Duffy hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lowenstein moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Lowenstein moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. Hendrick scores. Powell moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Dobson covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Heil steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Kern now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to second. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Larval Blanks pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. There goes Blanks. The throw from Weiniger to second, and Blanks is out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Carew moves to third. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. Bostock strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Weiniger scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Dan Ford pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Bill Campbell now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. There goes Spikes trying to get to third. Braun throws the ball into Terrell, who tags Spikes for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashby moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to home. Weiniger drops the ball. Ashby scores. Kuiper moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. Kuiper scores. Duffy moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. One out. Steve Bry pinch hits for Steve Braun. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-4 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Heil is walked intentionally. Phil Roof pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.